There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
We are off. Welcome in. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard as we are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Huge show on tap over the next 3 hours. Our guests include Matt Eumanns in 45 minutes, senior editor at VSiN.com and a host here on the network as well. He's got a bunch of college football bets and a college basketball bet that he likes for tonight's action. We will begin, of course, with what took place last night in that Monday Night Football contest where another divisional dog gets the job done, not only with the 11 points, as the Commanders were catching in the game, but to win it outright on the road like that. And I have to be completely honest. I thought the Eagles stunk out loud last night. They look like a 3 or a 4 loss team.
Yeah.
We can get into all of it, and I know we will. I hate it when referees become part of the story and they miss calls. The face mask was, give me a break. There's no way that you can miss that call, but it's also not the main reason why the Eagles lost the game. And I know people are going to think that, but if you do, you need to re-watch the game and tell yourself that their game plan was terrible and they had no answer for a team that was going to be 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
Yeah,
that was it, and they lost.
Yep, yep. Paulson was great yesterday breaking that down about 2 o'clock and be boring, and
yeah.
I'm surprised that worked. But the time of possession at one point was 30-6. It shows how good they are. That they still should have and would have won the game, but the Watkins silly fumble and then the blown call on the Goddard non-face mask call. I still think they're going to win the game. Sly was huge to it, and from 58 and 55, you think they're going to run them out after they get the fumble early and the touchdown to go up 7-0. But that's back-to-back games now where they've been flat, haven't played well, and now they got a lot of things to clean up. And what looked like a gimme and a layup 2 weeks ago now figures to be a tough contest if the Colts are going to go with Matt Ryan. So it's unfortunate. It's going to be a lot of negativity here. I'm ticked off. I thought the officials don't decide the game, okay? Now, you call the Graham play, and then you miss the face mask. They miss the non-intentional grounding as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just I wanted to see how long this could go with the Eagles being undefeated. But full marks to Rivera. Great job by Heinicke. And Washington now, believe it or not, they're thinking playoffs.
Yeah,
that's a huge win. And if you look at the schedule coming up, it's certainly doable. And don't laugh. They had Minnesota down 10 in the fourth quarter 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, they should have won that game as well. I just thought overall, again, Scott Turner last night, the OC for the Commanders, too, did a bang-up job. They never got away from the game plan. They never got off the cliff. And, you know, they knew that it was going to be, like, we can run on this team. That's been – so here's the deal with the Eagles, right? Teams can run the football on them, especially when Jordan Davis, the rookie, I guess, kind of run stuffer out of Georgia – has been out of the lineup, the yards per carry, they've gone up. But the problem with that is the Eagles have been by far and away the best team in the second quarter of these games.
Yeah.
So at halftime, we saw it last night, they showed it during the game, right? It was their first deficit at halftime the entire year. So they were 8-0, they were crushing teams in the first half, and more specifically the second quarter. And then so after halftime, teams were like, well, hey, look at this, we're down by 2 touchdowns, we can't exactly stick with the run. We need to throw the ball on the Eagles, and they're great at neutralizing passing offenses so far on the year. Well, that didn't happen last night. So then, because of what took place on top of that, the time of possession, the Eagles came out, in my opinion, they were cocky. They played at a warp speed. They never even considered running the football. It was all, 1,000 miles an hour. Let's throw the ball down the field, score touchdowns, and take care of this team. But then they couldn't establish drives after a certain point, and then the Commanders get the ball back, and hey, here's a 12-play, 8-minute drive, and you're going to get the ball back, and something's going to happen after 3 plays, we're going to get back again. And the defense eventually got gassed, and you're right, though. I mean, as bad as they were last night, they nearly won. If the Watkins play was the biggest play of the game to me.
Yep.
And if he had been touched, then he's just going to be down right there. Eagles probably score, and they might win the game. That, to me, was way bigger than the missed face mask call. Huge.
Yeah, because they're deep in Washington territory.
The face mask, they were still going to have the ball like at a what? They're around 40-yard line?
Yeah. No, deeper than that. Oh, absolutely. They're in the red zone?
No, at the face mask.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah.
But there was a good highlight rule about of Lockett on social media last night about he's perfect at just, okay, I'm just going to fall down. I tripped. I'm down. I'm staying down. Because that kind of stuff. Guys are chasing you. What do you – awareness there, Watkins. Ridiculous. Yeah. Brown, 1 catch. Goddard, 3 catches. I know they didn't get them involved. The game plan early, getting away from the run. But, you know, the other thing, too, when in doubt, just listen to Belichick. That's another. Everything should be reviewable. How do you miss that in front of everybody?
Totally agree. Totally
that's a
agree.
Huge call right there. It's a blatant face mask.
Think about the rules that are set up in the NFL right now. They can go back to make sure that it was a fumble recovered by the Commanders, and every single person watching the game, including the referees on it, the broadcasters looking back, they know it's a face mask. They know it's a blatant face mask, and they can't do a damn thing about it. It's just
that doesn't make any sense.
Come on.
That doesn't make any sense when it's a blown call like that and it decides the game. And speaking of deciding the game, the call on Graham. Now, here's two things I didn't like. You're deciding the game when you make the call after what happened with the face mask, and number two, the official couldn't wait to throw the flag as well. I mean, the guy's he's a big guy. He's coming full speed, and then Heinicke takes the knee, gives himself up, and then a little love tap, and he just can't wait to fire out the flag. I mean, these guys are tough to take.
Well, that to me is, again, you can disagree with the rule all you want, and it's nonsense again.
Mm-hmm.
Graham is a total dummy for doing that. You know, you have to know that if you touch him or...
Yeah.
Whatever it is, if it's out of control,
he could have missed it, but I know he's a big guy. He's coming full speed. I know you gotta
put it this way.
Out of the, but that's my God, that's tough because they're getting the ball back.
Yeah, when he came over and that happened, did you know that they're going to throw the flag?
Oh, I thought
I'm on my couch. Why? I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You idiot!
It's third and
how
seven.
Do you do that? Yeah. And then, bam! Here comes the flag. And I'm telling you, though, I mean, good for Heinicke playing like this, and he absolutely, I mean, shut it down. He's got to be the guy this year for the team. There's no way they can consider Carson Wentz.
I mean,
that just, it's silly talk.
They're in a playoff mix.
Yeah.
I mean, if they don't lose to the Vikings, they have a long winning streak here. How about this tweet? Record by Commander quarterback since 2018. Heinicke's above, game over 500. Everyone else is 19-37. I mean, remember, the guy played well in that playoff game. They got the ball down 8 late against Tom Brady. Oh, they won the Super Bowl that year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's annoying.
That's where I was going.
I mean, he's just, you know, who signals like that first down after the penalty? I mean, he's tough to take, but it's a good story. They get the win. Good job by Riverboat Ron going for it, fourth down there. The weapon you have was Sly. And that's a huge one. Someone finally knocks off the Eagles.
Yep. And so. Here is Phillies head coach Nick Sirianni after the game telling everybody why they lost.
Yeah, shoot. I mean, that's pretty simple, right? The three turnovers lost us the game. The time of possession loses you the game. We lost it together. Offense, defense, special teams, coaching. We lost it together. That's what lost us the game.
He's exactly right. Again, yeah. I don't want people to, you know, come at us today and say they lost because of the face mask. No, they didn't. There were several reasons why that were more important in that game, why they lost the game, not the face mask.
Man, they messed around too long.
They did.
It was too easy for Washington, too. I mean, just threw four yards.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
You know what's coming.
A little penetration here. Let's go.
Yeah.
Get in there.
It's 26 carries for 86 yards for Robinson. That's not great. But you know what it was? It was enough to be in third and long, and you could not get off the field on third down last night. It was a backbreaker.
Oh, my God. They started 11 of 14.
Crazy.
It went 12 of 18, I think, at one. It's ridiculous.
Yep. And so we have to play this today, too. This is basically 2 weeks ago. It's we'll take you back to November 2nd when Uncle Sal Palantonio, popped on this show from ESPN. He's covered the Eagles forever and ever and ever. And, Paulie, you asked him about that prop. When are the Eagles going to lose their first game again? Keep in mind now, this is on November 2nd here with Sal.
The only one I think that's in play is the Commanders game on Monday Night Football, honestly, because Heinicke, he's playing with house money, guys.
Yeah.
He's totally fearless. He's playing like a guy who doesn't care. Like, mm-hmm. He wakes up and says, listen, what can you do to me? You're not going to send me to sea and take away my birthday. That's already happened to me.
Yeah.
Right? As we used to say in the Navy, that's already happened to me. You took away my birthday and sent me to sea. What else can you do to me, Commander? So, I mean, no pun intended.
Yeah, he's great.
I mean, when nobody else is considering that loss.
Yeah, great call. 10 more people go down in Survivor, too.
Down 86 here now.
Again, I'm shocked by that. I mean, I know it worked out how people already used them, but lucky. Only 10 had the Raiders, only 10 had the Eagles. So we're down to 86, as you said. 8 were on Chicago, and now you're going into the most difficult week of the season coming up. Who do you use? How many people have Baltimore left? Do you get nuts and want to use the Bills at home? Do you trust Kirk Cousins against Belichick? Week 11, week 12, Thanksgiving its own week.
Yep.
Nothing on the line, just $6 million.
No, that's it.
So we're down to 86. Let's rumble.
Yep. Also, I wonder last night what the Colts and the Packers were thinking watching that game. Oh, all we have to do is just, you know, run the ball for 4 or 5 yards a crack the entire time against the Eagles. The next two opponents for Philadelphia is why I bring that up. Now, that was one game for the Colts, and Jonathan Taylor had a great game against the Raiders. I don't know if their offensive line is going to be that good against Philly or not. But
good point. Let's see how they respond now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you played a terrible game. You got beat at home, and that's back-to-back sloppy weeks.
Yep.
Sloppy games, rather.
Lace up your cleats with BetRivers Online Sportsbook with the latest odds, lines, and boosts. BetRivers is your go-to for any soccer-related content. Check out BetRivers' special World Cup promotions like their World Cup futures, insurance bet, and World Cup daily bets and gets. BetRivers Sportsbook is calling all soccer fans to head to BetRivers.com or download the BetRivers app to get in on all the match day action. It's a whole new game. We'll recap more of last night's betting action in Win Some, Lose Some. Coming up next, huge upsets on the board. We're talking about 18 and 19 to 1 long shots that came in. Paulie will have the details and the numbers for you here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, let's get nuts. Commanders 4-1 on a money line. Cash it. First half money line plus 285. How about at Bet Rivers? Halftime, full-time, 6-1. You know, I should have made $1,000 last night. I lost money because of that final play of the game. That also decided Commanders to win both halves 14-1.
Yeah, that's
the defensive touchdown on the final play. What are you doing?
They were in the plus 4, plus 450 range on the money line in the second half.
Oh God.
Yep.
I mean, you could see it coming.
Oh, it's pointless.
Why didn't Rivera take any time off the clock? Why was it the real quick kneel down? So then they punt, and then there's still 5 seconds left. You could see it coming a mile away. And that's like, okay, guys, you have to go 95 yards. Well, let's throw the ball in our own end zone. What could go wrong?
We'll make it happen.
This started about 5 years ago. I don't get it. You got to start to advance the ball first.
Yeah.
Can't go backwards 10 yards.
I don't understand that because it was such a lack of effort.
There was no one even there.
They knew the game was over with. They had no chance of converting that. And they're just like, oh, here you go. Take another touchdown.
So defensive touchdown caches plus 260, and then the Commanders win both halves. Hurts to score the first touchdown, 6-1. Robinson to score a touchdown, plus 210. Gibson, plus 170. Goddard, 2-1. Eagles' first loss prop. Commanders, plus 350. They were tied with the Colts going in to yesterday. Commanders to win between 7 and 12 points. That cash is 12-1. Mitch, asking you shall receive. You mentioned it yesterday. Did some digging. The Vikings were 30-1 in play, down 17 late in the third quarter against the Bills. They come back to win the game. The Lions were 8-1, and the Packers were 13-1, down 14 against the Cowboys.
And my guess was 14. I'll give you another one from last night. We have a member of the VSIN, the Follow the Money Army, who had a nickel on Devontae Smith 12-1 to score the last touchdown.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's how we lost the bet.
Oh, my God. That's pathetic.
Oh, yeah.
Northwestern State, 18-1 in college hoops. They beat TCU. How about that?
So you're telling me TCU's bad? They were the same team that were favored by 35 last week, and they trailed by 20
right.
at one point.
How about Maine? Hello, Maine. We love you, Nesson. They were 19-1. Beat Boston College by 5. Northwestern State was a 21-point dog. Maine, a big dog, too. Stetson did it again. 3-1 on the money line. They won again. Florida Atlantic, 6-1. They beat Florida. DePaul, Minnesota under. 138 down to 134.5. 69-53. Northern Colorado, Baylor over. 152 up to 158. 95-62. Cornell, St. Francis over. 151.5 to 158, 80-77. TCU Northwestern State under, 142.5 to 137, 64, 63. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN Pro, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these videos and tweets? Look at this. Are you kidding me? This is Australia. Look at that. That's, oh my God. Coming in with the view and the, at night and then the water, how that looks. Isn't that something?
It's beautiful, man.
It's paradise. That is awesome. Incredible view. Incredible picture there as well. Give me some volume, huh? Give me some volume. Give me the husky. Hello. Take me out. There we go. Time for a walk. Come on. Let's
look at that,
go.
Look at that coat, by the way. That's beautiful brown husky.
Yeah. Huh. Good observation. That's right. They love to talk. They talk
to me.
Oh, come on. They're great. Huskies or something. Huh? How about this video? Look at the dog. This dog saving the kid here. They're out going for a little walk in the yard. Yep. Now the neighbor's walking. He gets off the leash. Here he comes. And he's coming after the little guy. And look at that. He's setting up a picket fence here in the pick. Coming. No, no. You're not getting my buddy. And he chases off the other dog. Till finally the owner comes over and is able to grab the dog. I mean, you got a leash on him? Come on. But the guy, he's out for a walk and he comes running over. And he's making a beeline for the kid. And look at the dog. Now you're not up in here. You're not touching him. Great job by the dog playing security guard there. That's great. One loose one, it was a big one. At Caesars, someone put $330,000 on Eagles' money line last night.
I saw a bunch of big bets that were coming in before kickoff.
Yep, $330,000. My God. Also, lose some surreal piece of theater out here. Mark Davis was asked about the season, and Josh McDaniels, Paul Gutierrez, ESPN, also Adam Hill, Las Vegas Review-Journal. Get a load of some of these quotes. Look at Mark Davis here. Asked about the dreaded vote of confidence. I gave him the vote of confidence when I signed him to a contract to be the coach. He also has been told he's coming back next year. He also said, people in today's world want instant gratification. The guys coached 9 games. We're 2-7. Not the results we're looking for, but at the same time, we've lost games where we've had the ball late with a chance to win. We are building something here, he says. We're building. You're not the Texans. You made the playoffs last year. This is lunacy what's going on. But ridiculous by the owner last year.
Yeah, that comment was ridiculous.
We're building something. Yeah. You lost on the final play against the Bengals who went to the Super Bowl. We're building something.
Sure. That's a bad comment. The rest of it, though, is the realistic, level-headed approach to take here. Like, do I think Josh McDaniels is a good coach? No, I think there's a better than 50-50 chance that he's probably a bad coach. And he's probably like in the 5-10% chance that he's a really, really bad coach. But you can't, I mean, again, I think Derek Carr is the major problem here.
Yeah.
But if you keep firing guys like this, what are you going to do? You're going to chase somebody next year, and then what if it's worse? You want to get rid of him after year one as well? So it is a tricky spot that they're in.
Yeah. All right. Also, this tweet is ridiculous. Hello, Denver. I mean, this one is tough to take. If the Broncos had scored exactly 18 points in regulation of every game, they'd be 8-1. I mean, check the numbers on that. Yeah, it's right. How about that?
Well, the defense again playing at a...
they're unbelievable. What a wasted
elite
year.
Level, yes.
Oh, my God. Yep. That is staggering. One bad beat, Charleston. Lane 2.5. They led by 20. They won by 2. Oh, God. Win some, lose some.
Presented there was a big line move on that game, too.
Yeah, presented by how high?
They were a 4-point dog, I think, on the opener.
Are you kidding? Oh, I missed that. Thank you. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more, betrivers.com. A lot of people say this, and it was true. Again, I hung out here all three properties all weekend. Derek Stevens does a great job with the – I don't know who does it, but the music selection here, especially at the Golden Gate, is awesome. Although the other day they played My Humps. I cannot stand that song. It is so annoying, which brings us to Top 5 Tuesday, baby.
Woo! 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's a top.
If you ain't first, you're last.
5.
That's not enough, Dad!
Tuesday.
I've been ready for this my whole life.
Top 5 Tuesday.
Dollar bills, y'all.
Follow the money.
Most annoying songs. Gotta go Macarena, number 5. Hey, Macarena. Oh, boy.
You never danced to this song?
The old ladies were doing this, and I just, boy, oh, boy, this was tough to take. I have My Humps and I Got a Feeling as a tie, because it's both Black Eyed Peas.
Okay.
That song is on all the time, too. God, is that... Tonight's going to be... Tonight's going to be a good night.
And
they just repeat it. They just repeat it over and over again. And that was a hit.
What a god-awful rock band they were. And I can't believe they had radio playing. People actually bought into it.
Oh, I know. Work, Rihanna. Here's another one. I mean, there's nothing to this. I like Rihanna. She's talented. But you want to talk about it, roll of stamps and mail it in. Work, 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 work. No. I mean, that...
That's going to be in your top five, though, of all-time most annoying songs?
It's a bad song.
Okay.
The first time I heard it, I go, what is this? Yeah. This is ridiculous. Who Let the Dogs Out? Baja Men. Of course. That is that's also unfortunate how that was a hit. And number one with a bullet, Blind Melon, No Rain. It was a long time ago, but
how come?
I can't. It's a terrible song.
Okay.
That also was popular, and then, like, the whining and the leads. And he passed, but.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. As that happens quite a bit in the industry.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Now you have a big hit. You're trying to live it up, right?
I think I can rifle through mine real quick.
Go, sure, go.
Five. I'm going to go achy breaky.
Very, very, I totally agree.
My God. Even as like a teenager, I'm like, can we stop with the nonsense?
You just put country music up there.
Oh, the whole thing should be country music. Number four, Closing Time. If you're from the Midwest like me, bar closed every single night.
Oh,
just guys, come on, be creative. Do something else. Number three on my list, most annoying songs of all time. You Shook, and I used to like this song. Radio play. You Shook Me All Night Long, AC/DC.
Yep.
I can't listen to more than one beat off that song now. I gotta
shut it off. Yep.
Number two on my list, most annoying songs of all time. My Heart Will Go On. And it's by accident that I hear it. I don't want to hear it,
That's
but
right.
it plays and I'm like, get it out of my ears.
Yeah, it's annoying.
And number one, this is to me with a bullet, and I have various reasons that I can expand on later on at some point. I don't want to miss a thing by Aerosmith. The worst song in the history of music.
Oh, whoa, come on. Why?
Loathe
the Armageddon?
Song.
Armageddon.
Part of the reason why, also, a buddy around our college years who played it 24 hours a day, and I wanted to burn the house down. And we looked at him like, you got to stop it with this song. We would go and pull the CD out and be like, you got to find something else.
Oh, can't do it. No. He put that on loop?
Constantly.
On repeat?
Constantly.
No.
We'll
that song?
Yeah, NFL win totals up next. What teams need to do to go over or under some of their win totals, and betting alt-unders remains the way to go.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
College basketball underway, upsets every night. Get your copy of our annual betting guide, over 400 pages. Great job, Ben Fowkes, Matt Eumanns, Greg Peterson. It's our biggest betting guide ever. Trends, power ratings, analysis on every team, all the coaching changes, win totals, futures, conference champs, predictions. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Sign up now for just $99. Get everything we do through the Super Bowl. Sign up today. VSiN.com/subscribe. FTM at VSiN.com. You can tweet at us as well. Great tweets and thoughts on most annoying songs. Sweet Caroline. Have to agree. We love Boston and Nesson, but that's tough to take. Love Shack.
Love Shack.
B-52s. It's a bad song.
Tripp just, he said it's corny. Yes, it is.
Yeah, Pour Some Sugar on Me. Def Leppard.
That absolutely needs to be on a list.
I had this on another list. It's the Seven Nation Army. I have that in songs you liked but killed by radio and too much overplayed.
At all stadiums now.
Oh, absolutely.
That's all they chant.
Oh, that's it. That's right.
That song, of all songs, that one, everywhere.
Everywhere.
Find a new song.
Yeah.
I love what the Florida Gators did a couple years ago. The fans started chanting, started singing Tom Petty. Yeah. Won't Back Down. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That could be a thing.
I like that.
When the whole crowd sings the song and that's the song they're going to pick, that's awesome. But seven, and dun. Dun, 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 dun. Every stadium across the country? What?
Very annoying.
Stop being so lazy. Come up with something new.
Good list. Achy, breaky heart.
Oh, I got you there.
Man. Oh, my achy.
How bad was that? How bad is It took over.
I am. Sometimes I'm driving in the car and I'm like, you know, I could have made it. I could have had a couple hits.
It's coming up with a hook?
It's not hard.
No, you sit down and think about it for long enough.
This song is popular?
Yeah.
This song is a hit?
It's like Thriller.
Come on.
It's like Thriller big.
Oh, my God.
Come on. What are we doing here?
Yeah.
All right. So looking at NFL win totals and what teams need to have happen to either go under, go over, and we'll throw in alt totals here because, and this will be more of a thing later on in the season when we go over and grade all this stuff, and you will see, like, if you've never, your eyes are going to pop out of your head about betting alternate win totals in the league is the only way to go, plus prices that you can find. And I will also throw out that it's never been a better time to bet win totals than right now because you can find middle jobs. You can, if you didn't get on anything, you can get off of a game. If you get off of a bet, if you don't like it anymore, like, okay, they never used to have, after kickoff on week one in Las Vegas, nobody ever posted win totals ever again. That was it. Now, it's everywhere for the most part. Mm-hmm. So, here's what we're looking at with the, we'll go from like highest alternate unders that, I don't know, could have a chance, might be live with some of the plus prices. Now, the Bills alternate under was 11 at a really high price. Their alternate over was 13 plus 240. Think about that.
God.
That's how high their power rating was, and now they have three losses on the year.
And that looked like they're going to fly over 13.
Yeah.
Now it's like, oh my God, are they going to even win the division?
Now they're sitting at three with games coming up at the Patriots later on, the Jets again, the Dolphins. That's a back-to-back-to-back stretch against teams in the division. Oh, by the way, how are they doing so far in the division this year?
Yeah.
They're winless.
I think they're going to be okay there. I think they're going to put together a long winning streak here, though. I mean, they should do whatever they want offensively against Cleveland, and they will.
Yep.
Same thing against the Lions. The Patriots are not in their class. And especially the way Mac Jones is playing.
Mm-hmm.
The revenge against the Jets. Bill should have won the first game. Allen was right. He blew it. You get the Dolphins in horrible weather, likely, right? Tough weather conditions. And then the Week 17 game's intriguing. That's a Monday night in Cincinnati. That's a good game. But it sets up beautifully the rest of the way for him.
Okay, so the Packers, their alternate under was 10.
Cool.
You
can run right to the window if they don't beat Dallas.
It's plus 215, by the way, was 10.
Oh.
But you see what we're saying here? Like, if you thought the Packers were going to kind of stink this year and you bet under 10 wins, plus 215, well, ever since this losing streak started, before this pad, you could have done whatever you wanted in terms of trying to find. Their win total came down to 6.5 at one point with the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to go Titans this week. Hell, that's in 2 days. At Philly, at the Bears, and they get their bye week. The last month of the season, it's Rams at home. At Dolphins on Christmas Day, Vikings, Lions at home.
Yeah.
But you got to be loving life if you're on under 10.
Yeah.
Just like you are the Buccaneers were also under 10. A couple of weeks ago, that looked great at plus 110. The Rams were 9.5 under, plus 185.
Well, this is your big boy. I mean, now Cup's hurt and it doesn't look good.
If it's a high ankle.
Yeah. They're underdogs to Andy Dalton. Think about that.
Yeah.
So, good luck if Stafford should be back, but imagine if it's Wolford. I mean, how bad has Stafford been this year? And now you're not going to have Cup? He's going to be forced to actually have a conversation with Robinson.
Yep. How many more?
Yeah. Hey, how are you? Nice to meet you.
What's your name?
I have to throw to you now. Yeah.
How many more wins do they have coming up? Like you said, a dog to die?
Yes. It's like the Raiders. You could actually – is there a win left here? I mean, this is brutal.
That is Ty written all over it.
You're right.
Honest to God, at this point, if I'm the Rams, I just say, Stafford, don't come back. Cup, take as much time as you need. We need to go into full-blown tank. But they don't have picks anyway. So,
boy, that is brutal.
Yep.
Saints, Chiefs, Seahawks, Raiders, Packers, Broncos, Chargers, Seahawks. Yeah.
So we're having not the Super Bowl loser hangover. We're having the Super Bowl winner hangover this year.
Yeah.
Okay. The Colts were under 9 plus 210. That's the Indianapolis Colts. Winners last week, of course. Now the Eagles this week. Steelers the week after that at home. They go at the Cowboys before they get their bye. They have 4 wins on the year.
Difficult. Difficult schedule. And we'll see. Who knows what Saturday? Are you going to stick with Ryan? What are they going to do?
Right. This is another one that you... Ooh, man, the Broncos were 8.5 under was plus $2. So for every $100 you bet, you would win $200 back and then get your $100 bet back as well on the Broncos. It's just, again, that stat that you put up during win-lose.
Ugh.
If they scored 18 points in every game, they'd be 8-1 so far this year.
Regulation, yep.
That's all you need to know.
Yep. Oh, my God. You got to be nauseous if you're a Denver fan.
Do they beat the Raiders this week?
Yeah. I would take the Broncos Sunday. I really would.
Yep.
I mean, it's just a pure, you got guys breaking down, getting emotional. You know, the Davis comments. They're just a mess right now.
I can't lose
that game.
Again, though, how many more wins do they have coming up? I mean, at Carolina, that's not going to be easy at all. At Baltimore, forget about it. Huge dog. Chiefs at home.
Mm-hmm.
Cardinals at home. Figure they can win that game. At the Rams, winnable. At Chiefs, Chargers.
Let me
tie
in Survivor, too. Now take a look at the Christmas schedule.
Oh, I have.
Oh, Dolphins at home against the Packers.
Don't make people throw up in their mouths.
Denver at the Rams. Tampa at Arizona. And Chargers, Colts. Who are you going to go to war with? Imagine $6 million on the line. You got to choose with that motley crew. Oh, God. Yikes.
Oh,
I'm here for it, though. I can't wait.
Yeah. Is the best option Miami right now? Out of that bunch?
Yeah. Especially if it's 80 degrees. Yeah.
All right.
Green Bay's got to go from 20 to 10 degrees to 80, 70, maybe.
So those are some of the unders.
Yeah.
And there are a bunch more, by the way. The overs. Okay. That could get there. Again, alternate win totals. The Chiefs' win total was 10.5. Their alt-over was 11.5. Over was plus 165. And, again, the narrative going into the season was, my God, the AFC West is the best division of all time.
I know.
They lost Tyreek Hill. Probably not going to be a 12-win game team this year. Well, here you are. They're sitting at two losses so far, and that's it.
As high as 2,000 to win a division.
Yeah, and probably should be. The Eagles were losers last night, but their win total, their alt was 11 over, was plus 210. So it's still a very easy schedule moving forward for the most part.
Oh, it is, yeah. They'll sweep the Giants. Yeah, they'll sweep the Giants. They should take out the Colts, beat the Packers and Titans. Yeah, they'll get it together. Last night was a total fluke.
Yeah, they were. Yep. Cowboys over 10.5 was plus 175. They are 6-3 after losing at Lambeau over the weekend. So maybe that could get there. Titans over 10 was plus 210. Nobody gave them a chance.
Their win totals, adjusted win totals, I think 9.5 still.
The Titans still?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, the schedule's tough coming up, but still, no respect for this team.
Oh, no. People don't give them any respect at all.
No.
And the Dolphins over 10 was plus 205.
Yeah. I would take the Mitch made a great point during the break. Wait till they beat the Texans coming up and then go under 11.5 or 12 adjusted win total. Their schedule to close is a barrel.
Yeah, because it will go up to about 11.5.
They're not going to do that, no.
Yep, and so it's now time for the pro tip of the hour here on VSiN. As we just talked about, alternate win totals are the best way to make money in the NFL. And also, on top of that, again, you can get middles and get off of bets if you need to as well. Books keep these numbers up now all year long. It's never been better to bet win totals in the league. And by the way, another thing, you only have to wait like 4 months. Baseball, that's a six-month marathon plus.
Yeah, good call.
That's our pro tip of the hour. We do it every hour on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every single day, and they're available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sports and by show. We will go full-blown beast mode with Matt Eumanns up next, VSiN host, senior editor at VSiN.com. He is on a bunch of college football games here early this week. Who does he like in the USC-UCLA showdown? Is it going to be kind of a letdown after UCLA? Their small playoff hopes diminished after losing last weekend. And he's also on one of the marquee college basketball games tonight. He'll tell you who he likes coming up here and Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Welcome back. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Matt Youmans joins the program now, senior editor, VSiN.com, and also a host here on the network. And he is doing the Friday night betting invitational. They're in chop season now, where a handicapper is going bye-bye every single week. And we have a new leader at the very top of the Friday night show. Matt, thanks for the time. Do tell, who is at the top?
The hottest handicapper in the Circa Friday Football Invitational right now is Doug Kazarian of ESPN.
Wow. And
9-0-1 the past 2 weeks, 17-2-1 in the past 4 weeks.
Ooh.
So Doug has rocketed up to standings to take the top spot, a narrow lead over James Salinas and Chuck Edel right there in 2 and 3, and Chris the Bear Felica from ESPN at number 4. And Salinas, the Bear, those guys have been up near the top the entire season, but Doug has just been on a sensational run here the past 4 weeks. Steve Fezzik got cut this week, two-time Westgate Super Contest champ. Steve's an excellent batter and a handicapper over 10 weeks in this contest. Just did not get his best bet record was good, 6-3-1. Mm-hmm. But and Fezzik got off to a hot start in the contest, but not very good to past 4 or 5 weeks. So we're down from a field of 16 to 14 as we head to week 11.
Okay, very good. How about this? We have this big college basketball doubleheader tonight, and in between games, then we get the rankings in college football. Any opinion on the two big college basketball games we have?
I did play Michigan State. That's number at Circa right now. I've been very impressed with the Spartans. If you watch the Michigan State-Gonzaga game on the aircraft carrier in San Diego last week, I think you had to be impressed. This is a typical Tom Izzo team. Tough, physically mature. These guys rebound. They defend the interior. The Spartans are better than I thought they were going to be in the preseason. I read a really ugly report from their exhibition game where they played poorly, and then that was not the same team you saw against Gonzaga last week. So it's Tom Izzo looks like he's headed to the NCAA tournament for the 25th year in a row, and what he does works. Now, here's the deal with Kentucky. Oscar Tshiebwe looks like he is probably going to come back and play in this game, but John Calipari said yesterday he's not sure how much he's going to play. It looks like it's going to be a 3 or 4 minute burst. So I power rated this game without Tshiebwe at Kentucky 4. I'm not sure how much of an impact he's going to make. Sevier Wheeler, the point guard for Kentucky, is back, but the Wildcats haven't been tested yet. They played Howard and Duquesne, and like I said, Michigan State had that tough game against Gonzaga last week where I thought the Spartans outplayed the Zags for about 38 minutes, and I think 7.5 is a pretty good number here on the Spartans. Not knowing how much Tshiebwe is going to contribute tonight, that's kind of the wild card here. But still, to me, the number looks like it's a little bit high. And in terms of the Duke-Kansas game, very difficult to call. I've got Duke. Kansas is a pick'em. And right now you're seeing, I think, Kansas is a 1-point favorite. So I really have no opinion on that. Probably just sit back, evaluate, and watch that one.
Okay. You're also involved in the two big Pac-12 games that we have this weekend, both of them featuring teams off of brutal losses at home last week, UCLA and Oregon. And you're actually going to be on both teams. Tell us why you like the Bruins and the Ducks.
Okay, well, the Bruins rolled the Trojans last year 62-33. Now, it's obviously a much different USC team. Lincoln Riley, he's done a hell of a job in turning around what was a terrible USC team a year ago. I think the loss to Arizona last week, and I was on Arizona plus 20, certainly did not expect the outright win. I think the Bruins got caught looking ahead a little bit in that game.
Yeah.
And I saw Dorian Thompson-Robinson, the quarterback, said, you know, we put 62 up on USC last year. We want to put 50 up on them again.
Oh!
And I think it's possible the Bruins can do it. DTR, 20 TDs, 4 interceptions. Well, Caleb Williams, the USC quarterback, has even better numbers right now. 31 TDs, 2 picks. The total in this game, 75. Obviously, wouldn't surprise me to see it go over. But here's the thing. I think UCLA could run all over this USC defense again. And the problem the Trojans are going to have offensively is their leading rusher, Travis Dye, 884 yards, 6.1 per carry, 9 TDs. He's done for the season. So that's going to be an adjustment for the USC offense here. I was a little bit surprised that Circa opened a number of 4. I got 3.5 with UCLA. And right now the best you can get is 2.5, but I still like the Bruins to win this game.
They opened the total 82 here.
My God.
Yeah.
82-75. Wow.
Wow.
But also, so just you're buying low on the Ducks this weekend because they were 6 in the look ahead. Now they're 3 after losing, and they get the Utes at home.
Yeah, you said it best right there. I think this is a cheap line on the Ducks off the loss. And Utah has not played that well on the road up to this point. And I think if you look at Oregon a week ago, there wasn't anything wrong with what the Ducks did offensively. Bo Nix passed for 280. He had 2 TDs, no picks. The Ducks ran 51 times for 312 yards in that game. But defensively, they gave up 408 yards passing to Michael Penix. And Dan Lanning has done a really good job with this Ducks defense ever since that blowout loss to Georgia in the season opener. And the fact is that the Utes have not played that well on the road. I think this is a cheap, like you said, a buy low spot on Oregon here. I thought this number was going to be above 3, so I'll lay 3 with the Ducks.
Okay. Are you fading Texas this weekend?
I am, you know, and I have not really understood why there's been so much money show on Texas for the last 5 or 6 weeks. I think these numbers have been inflated on the Longhorns. And if you look at Quinn Ewers, we were all really impressed with what he did against Alabama in that first half before he left with the injury. He has been a really inaccurate passer in recent games. He was 17 of 39 against TCU over the weekend. And Kansas, I thought, had a really good offensive performance a week ago at Texas Tech, 525 total yards in that loss. And the last time Kansas was at home, the Jayhawks blew out Oklahoma State 37-16. You've also got a coaching edge here with Lance Leipold. And I think you've got to really start to question, if you haven't been questioning for a while, how good Steve Sarkisian is as a head coach. And
sure,
Texas has got some issues. I mean, Texas has come up flat and some big spots here. Bijan Robinson, I think, is the only really standout aspect of that Texas football team. I was surprised to see this number at 9. I actually made it 3.5. But, you know, my number's been lower on Texas the entire season. So, and don't forget, a year ago, Kansas was a 30-point dog and beat the Longhorns in Austin.
Yeah. That's right.
I got a text Friday night from Derek Stevens, and I think you guys both were on the air at the same time. I cannot believe the finish of the UNLV game. What Royo, call a timeout. Sense of urgency. What are you doing? And the line was 9, and they kicked a field goal to put it on 7, but it took forever. Now it's the get-out game coming up on Saturday night. What do you think of UNLV catching all these points? 2 more wins, they can become bowl eligible.
UNLV is laying a bunch.
Lane.
You're sorry. Right. Marcus Royo has been a really poor game manager, you know, for the past 3 years. He's no sideline genius, that's for sure. And I think Timmy Chang has done a really good job turning around this Hawaii team. When I was on with you guys last week, I told you I was taking the points with Hawaii against Utah State, and that was a wild fourth quarter. Hawaii got there with the cover. Timmy Chang is now 5-1 against the spread since the beginning of October. And if you watched Hawaii a week ago, I thought aside from the four turnovers, the Hawaii offense looked really good. 541 total yards, held Utah State to 374. I don't trust the Rebels on the road here. And laying a big number, I made this, actually, I made this 9.5, but I was still looking to take Hawaii here. So I'll take a couple extra points. And I think Hawaii's live to win the game.
Matt, 30 seconds. You like Green Bay laying points Thursday against Tennessee?
Yeah, you know, I thought about it all last week. Am I going to take the points with the Packers against the Cowboys? I debated it all week, finally decided to do it, and I'm glad I did. It paid off, and I think the Packers are going to get things turned around now. I really like a lot of the things I saw in that game against the Cowboys. If you look at the Titans, they're 6-3. They have a minus 2-point differential, and their offense is last in the NFL in yards per drive. So I feel okay laying 3 with the Packers at Lambeau.
All right, man. Great spot as always. Best of luck this week.
You bet. Thanks.
Great job.
You can follow him on Twitter. He is at MattHumans247. I'll text him after. I want to know if he's going to actually use him in a contest play.
Yeah, see how he's doing in a contest. Because and yet Tennessee's covered 7 in a row, though, too.
That's right. You see, that's right.
So you would have gone 4-1?
Oh, yeah.
You had the Bears and the Bills.
Bears and the Bills.
Oh, my God.
And that's a new start to the quarterly and the Week 6 contest, the 9-week contest, all of it.
71% the leader in the Super Contest. Here, 73% the leader. 36-13-1 ATS.
Oh,
give me a break.
That's incredible.
Week 11 coming up.
Ross Tucker joins the show coming up next. He was on the Eagles game last night. Was Philly exposed?
BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21 or old sportsbook. Must be 21 or old sportsbook. Must be 21 or old sportsbook.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.